Babby.
Been ready. At one point, you had said, you know. Oh, yeah. I figured I didn't need anything more, but that's what, yeah, that's why we just left there. So if you're wondering what that was, what the space station was.
Should I sit? Makes me look. Well, the moratorium is over, so we're back in action and look forward to chatting with you in the days that are coming. There's going to be hopefully some good news in the as we move forward here. Obviously, for Lance and for me, this is a highly critical and very, very exciting time for our franchise. Just to put it in perspective for us, it's really our first, what I would put, quote-unquote, normal off-season. We got here in August, September of 2010, and then, of course, last year we had the lockout and the compressed time to do our business when the lockout was over. So we really feel like this is our first opportunity to go through a normal off-season and normal free agency process, and very excited about it, very excited of kind of what we think might be happening going forward. I can't talk about all of it because of the way things are sequenced in the NBA, and until things happen, they don't happen. So we'll mostly talk today about Steve Nash, and I'll try to answer any questions you have about that and any questions on any other topics that I can answer. You know, our view of this is that our goal is the same as it has been always, which is to be an elite team, a team that's going to compete legitimately for championships every year, a team that can establish sustainable success. And I think the first step in any kind of process really is an honest recognition of where you are. And I think in the 2 years that we've been here, we've come to the realization that the wonderful era of Steve Nash in 7 seconds or less was running its course, and that we needed to find a way to get younger and more athletic and more balanced. And so what happened at the end of the season really was that we had what I would describe as extensive exit interviews with Steve. Probably spent, I don't know, 10 to 15 hours with him on at least 4 different occasions. And I think both sides approached those meetings with the highest level of good faith and integrity. And our relationship with Steve has never deviated from that one iota, in, I think, on his part, and certainly I hope on our part. As we began to go through that process, and as we began to explore ways that we could upgrade our roster from a talent level and get younger and more athletic, which was our basketball plan, it became more and more obvious that there was no real way to do that and move forward with him and give him the financial opportunity that he was looking for. And kind of at the end of the day, what I would say is it just became obvious that you can't really dive headlong into a transition if the thing you're transitioning from is still here. And so much of this franchise has been beautifully centered around Steve's personality, his play, his contributions to the community, that those are painful conclusions to ultimately reach, but I think both sides, ultimately, it became clearer and clearer that there was no way for us to move forward and at the same time accommodate him. So the process kind of began, his free agent process began, and when it did, he had many opportunities, as we knew he would. Some of those opportunities would have resulted in him leaving here without us netting any assets in return. A couple of those opportunities, particularly New York and eventually L.A., provided opportunities for us perhaps to engage in the sign and trade and get an asset back. Say a word about say a word about the trade, and then I'll take your questions. So the conversation with the Lakers was first initiated by Mitch Kupchak to me, and then by Steve to us. It was not initiated in any way, shape, or form by the Suns. Frankly, we didn't even contemplate that that opportunity would be there for him. When we first heard of it, we had the same reaction probably everybody else in this room had and everybody in this community had, which was a visceral reaction that says, no way. I mean, we're not going to do that. That's crazy. And I give Robert a lot of credit because what he challenged me and Lance to do was really make sure that we were taking into account our basketball plan. What was in the best interest of our team from a basketball perspective? Put everything else aside, our personal affection for Steve, the slings and arrows we might take from the community, trading him to our arch rival, what's in our best interest as a basketball team. And the more we focused on that, and the more I said to myself, well, I have pretty exquisite leverage here because they want him, and we don't want him to go. So when you're willing to walk away from a situation is when you can sometimes negotiate the best opportunities. And as we engaged in discussions with the Lakers, I think we came away with a very satisfactory result, which is four draft choices, two first round picks, two second round picks, and some significant cash considerations, which will help us do other things from a basketball perspective. In all of that, in the back of our minds, of course, is trying to accommodate Steve's emotional plea for what is in his personal best interest, which was really to be close to his family and to his children. And, you know, you can't ignore that kind of a request from someone who has the quality of person and the quality of contribution he's made to our franchise. But in the first instance, we had to assure ourselves that it had to be a good basketball decision. And if we weren't doing what was right for our franchise from a basketball perspective, then we just simply couldn't accommodate what he was asking, and he'd have to make another choice. So at the end of the day, we felt comfortable with the assets that we received. I personally feel very proud of our organization, of our franchise, of our ownership. It has been 2 years for me of every day being asked, what are you doing about Steve Nash? And I'll probably still be answering those questions, but at least now the answer has become clear. And we, I think, have moved through a wonderful era, hopefully into a bright new era, and we've done it with grace, I think, and with dignity and with respect for someone who made the greatest contributions you can make to our franchise, and did it without compromising our plan from a basketball perspective. So those are my initial thoughts, and I'm happy to answer any questions about that. And try me on anything else, I just may not be able to answer.
Well, rebuilding is kind of a term that the organizations, you know, kind of shy away from or kind of try to avoid, but does this kind of officially kind of signal that you guys are entering that into that
game? I like to call it a transition, but I don't hesitate calling a rebuilding. I think it's obvious what we're doing. It's kind of taken 2 years for it to become obvious to people that really when we got here, the first things we did were begin to put ourselves in a position now where we would have flexibility from a cap standpoint. And, you know, we kind of let it run out and competed at a reasonably high level, but not at a level that was satisfactory. We don't want to be a 7-10 team in the West and be satisfied with that. So it took us 2 years. What I would say is it's taken us 2 years to kind of get to the runway, and now we're ready to take off and bring in some younger, new talent. And it's going to be a process, and, you know, we're hoping that we can find a group of young players that we'll grow together and learn how to win together, but it's, you know, it's a process. It's not going to be any quick fix, that's for sure.
Well, and Steve has been adamant about wanting to stay here. You said we want him to stay here.
Right.
So what, during the problem, what changed, or where did you get to the point like it's just not going now?
You know, at the end of the day, I think I try to describe it. It had to be an ideal situation for him, and it had to be an ideal situation for us. For him, he had his own criteria of what would be acceptable, and for us, we had our criteria. And it was just, and despite the good faith efforts to find a common path, I always talked about a common path, there was no common path. And so people will say it was a financial decision. I would adamantly disagree with that, but it was a math decision, to make that clear. You only have a certain amount of cap space. You only have a certain amount of money you're allowed to spend under the rules. So our job is to, and my job in particular, is to allocate how we're going to spend that. And at the end of the day, there was no way to accommodate what he rightfully thought he deserved and our efforts to reload our team, you know, so the math just never couldn't work. And he ended up with a terrific contract with the Lakers, but if we had given him a similar contract, it would have hamstrung us in our efforts to reload and move into transition. So I just think, despite the goodwill, despite the good faith, despite the affection on both sides, it just became obvious that there was no ideal situation that would work for both of us.
Even as it became clear that it wasn't going to work, how difficult was the decision when you actually had to deal with everything he's meant to the franchise on the board and off the board?
It's excruciating. I mean, you know, it's, I just feel like my job in coming here 2 years ago was to get us to this point and somehow find a way to get us through it, whether it was this year or next year or the following year. At some point, Steve Nash wasn't going to be here, and I kind of felt like that was one of my principal responsibilities, to usher us through that phase as gracefully and with as much dignity as we could. And I think we've done that. I hope we've done that. And but you never want to see a good friend go and a player of his caliber go. Yeah, it was excruciating, even more so for many more people in this organization who spent many more years with him and enjoyed much greater success personally and professionally than I did. And that starts with our owner.
Can you update us on the Eric Gordon?
Yeah, let's talk about some good news. Now, actually, I would say this about the Steve Nash situation. We view it as a positive outcome, a highly positive outcome because of the assets that we receive. We're going to have, people have been asking me since I got here whether or not we were going to rely on the draft. And we will have 10 draft choices in the next 3 drafts, 5 firsts and 5 seconds. That's, you know, they may not all be great picks, but they're picks. And there have been very successful picks made late in the first round or even into the second round. So we're very, very excited about that. All I can say about Eric Gordon is we are moving towards delivering an offer sheet to New Orleans. I can't tell you exactly when that's going to be, hopefully before the close of business today. And we'll see what they do. And this is what I want to say about that process. What we have, in a lot of ways, I feel like we've been answering a lot of questions that have been lingering around town for as long as I've been here. And one of the questions that I always got was, are you going to be able to attract free agents to Phoenix? A question I never understood the premise of, because I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to be here. When I was an agent, this was always a destination place. And in the time that Lance and I have been here, we have done everything we can to enhance those things that make this a player-friendly environment. And we were just chomping at the bit to begin to present our case to free agents. And Eric Gordon was really the first one who came in. We made our recruiting pitch. We presented who we were as an organization. We introduced him to Robert. We introduced him to our staff. Our entire organization rallied around the effort. They met him on the street. We delivered materials to him. But most importantly, I think he got a sense of how badly he was wanted here and how excited he should be about the opportunity to play here. And he left wanting to be here and expressing, you know, that his heart was in Phoenix, I think is the phrase he used. And so his willingness to choose us, and he was without question, if not the, you know, certainly maybe not the first free agent on the list because of Deron Williams, but I would say right behind that, and for that a player of that magnitude to be willing to say that he wanted to come here and to agree to come here and hopefully to be able to play here if things work out our way is a great endorsement of what we're trying to do as an organization and a great endorsement of our city, even though it was 114 when he came, and a great endorsement for our community. So we're very, very excited about that. We'll see how it plays out. Hopefully he'll become a Phoenix Sun. That's what he desperately wants, and that's what we want.
So you hope that he signs an offer sheet today at some point, or...
Yeah, I would expect that we will deliver an offer sheet today to New Orleans, and they will then have 3 days to match.
What about the alternative that doesn't get signed and you're able to make a trade?
You can't do a sign and trade once you deliver the offer sheet. There doesn't seem to be any opportunity to do a sign and trade. They didn't really want to engage in those discussions, and we don't want to take one step forward and two steps back. So.
During this 3 days?
Now, something can change in the next hour, but that's the current state of affairs. And we have had really absolutely no meaningful discussions about it.
How does the waiting then, presuming that does get done today,
mm-hmm.
you've got to wait until the 14th?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
We're a pretty carefully prepared bunch, and we anticipate that, and we just have to play it out, and we know the risks associated with it and have our plans mapped out accordingly, hopefully getting Eric, and if they for some reason decide to match despite his desires to be here, then we will be ready to move in that direction. There's certainly, a disadvantage of having your money tied up, but those are the rules. All we can control is what we do, and what we did is went out, got the player we wanted, signed them to a max contract, be a 4-year contract with the third year, with his option in the fourth year, gave him the best possible contract that we could give him, and if they choose to match, they choose to match, but I feel like we've done everything we can do.
Does this waiting preclude you now from announcing or what's been reported as far as your other free agent moves?
We have to take everything in sequence.
How much of granting Steve's wish to the Lakers was done with future free agent recruiting in mind?
That's a great question. I think the way I would describe it is, in my mind, the whole manner in which we dealt with the Steve Nash issue over the, I don't even want to call it an issue, the question of Steve Nash and whether he should stay or whether he should leave or whether we should trade him and how to handle it, I felt that was an important question for our franchise, and not only for other free agents, but I wanted to make sure we did it in a way that reflected well on our community and on our franchise. And so I'd say in that broader sense, I think it was important. We want it. It's nice to have been able to accommodate him. I think that was very important to Robert for personal reasons. But we wouldn't have done it if it wasn't in our best interest as a basketball team. We just have to We have a fiduciary obligation to this franchise and this organization. The idea that we were able to do both is excellent. But, at the end of the day, we would not have made a bad deal simply to accommodate Steve as much as we like him. Then I would be abdicating my responsibilities, I think. But in the broader sense, you're absolutely right. I think the way in which we handled all of this shows players around the league, shows the NBA community, hopefully shows our community that, we're operating with the right principles in mind.
How aware is the organization of the initial reaction of a lot of Suns fans, just the shock factor of where he ended up?
We're aware. I mean, and we had the same reaction. That's what I said. Anybody would have the same reaction. But at the end of the day, it didn't do us any good to cut off our nose to spite our face. If we could get a deal that worked, it kind of is irrelevant where Steve ended up, except to the extent that, we have to compete against him, which is not irrelevant, but it is important. But at the end of the day, we felt getting 4 draft choices outweighed that.
Markeith missed out on Summer League last year.
Yeah.
Lockout. What do you expect to see from him this summer out of
base? He looked good today. He's down there practicing. He's been working hard all summer with Elston Turner and our coaching staff, and that raises the point, of our player development, and Lance is putting tremendous amount of time and effort and initiative into upgrading our whole player development, because now that we're going to get younger, we've got to take players that we get and make them better, and Mark Keefe will be a good example of that. We're excited. We're excited for him and excited for his opportunity. Anything else?
Grant Hill's future, what is that?
Bright.
Basketball?
I don't know. I mean, you have to ask him. Everybody knows how I feel about him personally and how we feel about him. He's got to decide, one, whether he wants to play, two, where he wants to play. He's obviously welcome back here if we can have him back. And, he would be a great asset for us with the group we're bringing in, but he's got to do what's best for him. I wouldn't speak for him. I didn't when I represented him, and I'm certainly not now.
Well, if things don't work out with Eric Gordon, is there a plan in place to target some other possible guards?
Yeah, we're not sitting on our hands hoping. We have a big expression in our office that says hope is not a plan. We're hoping that they don't match. We're hoping that he comes to Phoenix. That's, again, what he wants, and we hope his wishes are accommodated. But if they decide to match, we'll move on and react accordingly.
Do you have any targets in particular that would be more of a long-term look as you were looking at Gordon, or something more short-term to get a transition?
I think we're considering both and just have to balance it. That's a great question. You have to balance it, and what I'm going to be challenged on in the next 2 weeks is fulfilling my promise to stay disciplined. We're not going to get everything accomplished in one summer, and if it turns out we need to keep our powder dry, that's what we'll do. If we have an opportunity to get better, that's what we'll do.
Well, and do you feel fans might be looking at the organization with some skepticism? Being that you run the show, do you feel confident about where this organization's headed?
Absolutely, and I would feel like whatever skepticism they had over the, not knowing Lance and not knowing me very well, I would hope we begin to dissipate with the actions we're taking now. I hope that, we're definitively answering questions they had. Do you have a plan? Well, obviously we had a plan. Are you going to use the draft? Well, we now have 10 draft choices. Is your owner committed to bringing in to competing at the highest levels? Obviously he is. He's willing to spend the money and make the investment in our player development and our medical staff and our training staff and every aspect of what we're doing. Are you going to be able to attract free agents to Phoenix? Everybody questioned that. I think we're in the process of definitively answering that in the positive. So all I can do is my job every day, and at the end of my tenure, whenever that is, people will judge what I did and how I did it and form those judgments, But as I've said before, I can't run this franchise like a windsock. I can't. It's not an opinion poll. I've got to do what I think is right, and then hopefully over time people will begin to have confidence in our judgment. I think we're in a much better place now, with a much clearer path moving forward than it's obvious what we're doing now in ways that it couldn't be for the first 2 years just because of our circumstances. Okay? Thank you. We'll be back soon, I hope, with more news. I don't know when, but within the coming days, I look forward to seeing you again and having good news for you.
Thank you.